Hi, welcome to another Dev Radio episode. My name is David Giard, and today we're continuing our Microsoft for Startups series. My guest today is Bernadine Brocker. Bernadine, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Miami, Florida. I actually live in Chicago, and I'm talking to you from where?
I'm in London right now.
Outstanding. You're in London, but I just learned something about you. You're London, but you're Dutch, but you're not from the Netherlands.
That's right. I grew up in the Dominican Republic, in the capital called Santo Domingo, so I am a little bit Dominican.
I've never been to the Dominican Republic. It's on my list.
You should go. It's really wonderful.
I should go. I absolutely should go. Tell me about Vestari.com, your startup.
Vestari is a new resource. It's an online platform that connects museum curators who are planning exhibitions with private collectors who own valuable works of art. It helps them connect so that more exhibition loans occur. So when a museum puts on an exhibition, it's really interesting for them to include works that are from private collections, but there's currently no resource for them to connect with each other. So we're that online, secure, anonymous resource in order for them to talk to each other.
This is not to sell your collections, it's to loan your collections to museums, is that right?
Exactly. A lot of people are trying to sell art online, but what we're trying to do is lend art to institutions and thus increase the value and the provenance of the works in order to then do whatever you want with them, keep them, sell them, share them.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your site right now. Very cool. You got a section for collectors, for institutions, some agreements, some legal stuff, some exhibits that are going on. Who are some of your customers?
So we have over 300 museums on five continents working with us, including six of the top 10 most visited museums in the world. And we have over 500 collections that have been digitized on our platform. And those are all, as I'm saying, anonymous, secure, so I don't really share the names of our customers.
But we do
try and give as many stats as possible so people can get excited about what we're doing.
Excellent. And what's your role? You're the owner, founder, CEO? What are you?
Yeah, I founded the company 3 years ago, and I'm the CEO.
Tell me about how you got started in the business.
So I was running a gallery here in London, selling Impressionist and Modern paintings. And while I was doing that, I got approached by collectors in the field who were interested in lending their works to institutions but didn't know how. And I had a bit of a web design background. I trained as a graphic designer and illustrator. So I thought this is actually quite a straightforward problem to solve if you use technology. So I spoke to a few people, did a bit of research, thought it was a good idea, and left the job at the gallery to manage it.
Good for you. In the U.S., women are underrepresented among startups. Is that true in the U.K. as well?
Yes. I mean, for example, we were part of the Microsoft Ventures Accelerator in London, and when they announced the teams, we arrived. We're a full female team. And we stood out completely, like a sore thumb. Got announced. There were 12 companies in the cohort, and I was the only female CEO, and we were the only, really the only women in the whole program. So it was really eye-opening to know, because of course the art world, there are quite a few women in the art world. It's less male-dominated as the tech world is. Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting I think about this quite a lot, and I actually think it's an advantage in a lot of ways, as well as maybe a disadvantage in being a minority. I think that you do stand out. A lot of opportunities open up for you because of the fact that you're a woman, and you can charm people into believing what you do. It really works.
So it does make a difference. What kind of advice would you give yourself if you go back and start over again?
I think there's so many mistakes I've made, but I don't like to think of them as mistakes. I like to think of them as a learning curve.
Sure.
I do think there's something related to being a woman in tech that I think I'm sometimes a bit naive about what people are thinking and how people perceive things. And I think even though you might think of yourself as completely the same as everyone else, just keep an eye out if there is some kind of undermining attitude from certain people. I think maybe I've been a bit oblivious to it, which might have also been an advantage because I'm oblivious to people thinking, oh, that's a woman, she can't do it. But I think it would have been good to know once in a while when maybe I'm being not given the same opportunities as others.
Hmm. Did you have any mentors that as you were getting started?
Yes, and most of my mentors are men, funnily enough. I think actually that's quite helpful because what I was trying to explain back in the last question is kind of about the whole perception that maybe you can't ask for certain things or you can't do certain things because you're polite or because you're a proper lady. And having guys tell you, look, come on, everyone asks for that, or negotiate a bit harder, or they're just trying to bully you into making a decision, really helps you to realize what's going on.
Excellent. What's next for your company? Any changes in the future?
Well, it's interesting. So we started out very much focused on this private collector to museum connecting database thing. And it's been doing extremely well. But while we're in the space, which is actually quite innovative because in the art world there's a huge divide between museums and the rest of everyone else. So we've started seeing a lot more opportunities. And one of the things we're working on is we launched a new platform in October that helps museums connect with each other in order to talk about collaborating on exhibitions. So say a museum is doing an exhibition on Renaissance portraits in Belgium, then another museum can approach them and say, we'd love to be the second venue for this exhibition. Ah. And that proposal has actually picked up really quickly and it's really gotten us a lot of attention. So I just imagine that being in this space, we're going to keep growing and growing because you just see the opportunities and there's so much that needs to be disrupted.
Okay, excellent. So you discovered that really your strength is collaboration, getting people together. And
yes,
whether
I
that's
mean, we're
patrons versus museum. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Tell me about how Microsoft helped you. How did Microsoft Ventures involve themselves in this?
It's been amazing. We really are so thankful to Microsoft Ventures as for many reasons. I think we originally thought it had a lot to do with tech, so it helps that we code in .NET, so we thought, great, we'll join Microsoft Ventures. We're a .NET company. They'll love us. But that had nothing to do with it. They were really excited about new ideas and about the fact that they can help young companies and basically offer their Rolodex and be like, take advantage of this. And we have. We've met amazing people. Doors have opened thanks to Microsoft giving us a little nudge. And it's been really wonderful.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add, Bernadine?
I don't know. I think I'm really passionate about this idea that there should be more women in the tech world. And I think that a lot of women are intimidated. They think that it's so male-dominated that they won't be welcomed. But the truth is, they really want girls on their teams. They want to be working with a more diverse group because also they're targeting those audiences and it just changes the dynamic in a really positive way. So the way we made such a positive impact on the Microsoft Ventures Accelerator is the same thing. I mean, a lot of the companies that we were working with said, we want to get some girls on our team now. And it's really welcoming. So if you try, you can definitely get there.
Bernadine Brocker, thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
This has been Dev Radio. Thanks for watching.